Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes.
The great Van Morrison, ladies and gentlemen, with arguably his greatest song.
With all the leaves on the trees are falling.
That's I can listen to that all day long. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. Don't you ever forget that. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please go there and use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. We update it just for you. We maintain it just for you. And we make it available for free just for you. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Something on your mind, whatever it is, challenge or opportunity. We've got something you can read, listen to, or watch there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Bob Fisher, Robert J. Fisher, is our guest. He is the author of The Naked Portfolio Manager, the founder of the Virginia Institute for Effective Thinking. We're talking about being creative. Bob, one of the things that you're doing in your work with the Institute is you're interviewing a lot of different people about creativity, even though you haven't interviewed me. I'm sure I'm on your list down there somewhere on this. But,
absolutely.
You've been interviewing some really interesting people about their creativity, and talk to us about some of the things that you've learned from these folks.
Well, one of the fellows that I interviewed was Dr. Steve Levinson, and Dr. Levinson wrote a fascinating book called Following Through, a Revolutionary New Model for Finishing Anything You Start. Now, you know, all of us have had the experience of developing a plan for our business, and then, you know, having it written down and putting it in our desk, and we find it 6 months later, and we realize we haven't done any of those things on that list.
Yeah, right.
And what Dr. Levinson says is that we really have two minds. We have an intelligent brain that says, I should do this. You know, I should hire a new salesperson. I should you know, reorganize my finances. I should get a new marketing campaign. All these types of things that we should do. And then we have this primitive brain that says, you know, well, I'd rather watch football now or whatever. And what he says is we should never plan to do something without developing a follow through strategy to do is it to make sure it gets done. And there's a podcast with him where he talks about that. He's even an inventor. He invented an amazing little device called the Motivator, which you put in your pocket and it vibrates at intervals that you set, anywhere from every minute to once a day, just to remind you of things that you decided were important to make sure you do those.
Well, if obviously there's two different kinds of things to do. One of the things that you must do, I must make a deposit today. I must talk to this customer today. Those are obviously fundamentals that you got to do. But then there are other things to do. Whereas, you know, like if you're in the shower and you say, I want to start thinking about doing this or making this change or that change. Things that won't take you down today, but you want to start doing that. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, like you can develop a new product line or develop a new market, or
and you think you won't forget it, but you will, won't you?
You will, because you know there are a million things that happen, and the key thing is if like once a month you sit down and you say these are the things that are critically important for me to do for my business this month, and then. You know, writing them down is one thing, but if there's no strategy to follow through, then likely a lot of those things won't get done.
I know a guy who has a whiteboard in his shower with a grease pencil. Because if you think about it, you know, I don't know about you, but I get a lot of great ideas in the shower in the morning.
We get a lot of really creative ideas at different places, but here's the thing: we get so many creative ideas. And what we really have to do is stop at a periodic interval and decide which of these are the most important for me to execute, and then find a way to make sure that they execute. It's kind of like saying I want to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning because I'm going to go be on the radio show, and then I don't set my alarm.
Mm-hmm.
I won't get up.
Mm-hmm.
And, saying that, I want to develop this new product line, or I want to recreate my website, or whatever it is that's critically important for you to do in your business, if you have a follow-through strategy, then it's more likely to happen. I mean,
should you set aside a time every week as much as possible in advance to work on those things, and then set about identifying things that you'll do at that time? In other words, rather than have an idea and try to find time to talk about it, to work on it with yourself, how about if you set aside time every week or as often as you can, and that's dedicated to that, and then the next time you think of something, not only should you write it down, but you should say, that's what I'll work on in that time.
Well, absolutely. What you when you develop your plan, not only do you have the things that you want to accomplish, but this is your follow through strategy, because mm-hmm. we know that there are going to be lots of things that are going to distract us. The tyranny of the urgent over the important happens
right.
in small business all
right.
the time.
Yeah.
And if we know that we have an accountability meeting with our coach, or
I have to wrap it up. You know how this works. Because I need your website one more time before we go, please.
Yes. It's the Virginia Thinking Institute, www.virginiathinkinginstitute.com.
So check that out, folks. Bob Fisher, ladies and gentlemen. Fischer. Thanks, Bob. See you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.